Hello, I'm Paul Mack, and you're just in time for the movie line at 761-3330 for another week of film listed fun.
And now, a motion picture of suspense and terror, a frightened, lonely woman, an evil monarch.
Bring back her heart.
Yes, Your Majesty.
And seven heroes.
We gotta save her. She'll kill her.
A tale of horror.
I hope.
Much more.
I hope.
The Academy Award-winning motion picture of love and adventure returns. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Rated G, general audiences.
Step up to the top. Pay no disgrace. Just pull up your sleeves and get them in place. Then scoop up the water and rub it on your face and go. Pick up the soap. Now don't try to bluff. Work up a lather. And when you've got enough, get your hands full of water. And you snort and you snuff and go. You douse and souse, rub and scrub. You sputter and splash all over the tub. You may be cold and wet when you're done, but you gotta admit it's good, clean fun. So splash all you like, tain't any trick. As soon as you're through, you'll feel mighty slick.
Bunch of old nanny, don't you make me sick going.
What's this on the floor? Oh, my God, it's a microphone, electric condenser microphone. Hey, I think I'll do the show. Hello, you're on 213-761-3330. Paul Mack presents for the week of July 17th to the 21st, 1983.
What are you doing? Hello. Hey, John.
Hi.
You guys, it's nice of you guys to drop in while I was looking for my mic. Sorry there. Telephone. Hello, movie line. Never mind, wrong number. Anyway, hold on, will you? We're making a... hello, announce the thing.
Speaking of the wrong number, yes?
I have something to do while I'm on this line. I have to announce the date. Give me that calendar. Hello, this is Paul Mack Presents for the week of July 17th through the 21st, 1983. We're here with John Wrong Number and friends. John, what's your name?
My name is John Wrong Number.
Right, and what's your name?
Jim ESS.
Jim ESS, and what's your name?
Ron Van Nuys. Give me that microphone. You're supposed to give me...
It's my microphone. I'm supposed to announce things. John, why don't you tell us a...
I found it.
Why don't you tell us about your line real briefly?
Yes, my line is called the Wrong Number in Orange County. You can call it 714-680-0894. Input on Friday and Saturdays. Output Sunday through Thursday.
Very original, John. I got to give you credit for that brainstorm of thinking. What thought?
Take. I think I should get it right.
45. We do that. We're a one-take gang down here. We've got a lot of comments, a lot of things for you here, and Ron is here playing with my telephone. Right, Ron?
Wow, yeah.
Ron Van Nuys, who loaned me this beautiful equipment. Now on with the tape.
It's only happened once. The music, the man, the magic, the movie. Now, it's about to happen again. Paramount Pictures presents John Travolta, Stayin' Alive. Stayin' Alive. The fever still burns. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Wow! What a film! I want to tell you. Staying Fever, BG Night Alive, Time with Sylvester Stallone's Rocky 29. What is the name of this film? Have you guys seen my research paper? Hop to it. Research.
Oh, you mean the LA Times?
Yeah. Thank you. The LA Times. Oh, no. I mean my research paper, John, not the LA Times.
Yeah, okay.
Right. We spend 25 cents weekly on our...
Get it out of the trash, admit it.
What, my research paper?
Of course.
My friends aren't that sloppy. Anyway, the Staying Alive Fever here, the sequel to the popular... is a very good film, right, John?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I haven't even seen it.
Wow, it sounds like you're anxious.
Oh, I just can't wait.
To stay alive and see that film. Okay, anyway, I want to tell you that it's playing. There's a plane flying over here. You'll have to excuse him. Man Chinese Theater. It's over the flight path. Yeah, I mean, a couple of times they've hit me, too.
Control tower, is that what it is?
Yes, anyway, it is playing at the Man Chinese Theater in Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Okay, and that's playing at... The Man Chinese Theater. Who said that? Is there an echo in here?
No, I...
Echo.
Okay, and the number for information is 464-8111, or you can see it in Northridge, right, John?
Pacific's Northridge Cinemas at 993-17-0101.
And remember, in Man Village, that's a new town they just invented, and that number is 208-5576 in Westwood. Go see that film. I know I won't know. I'll give you a report on it next week. And now on with the comments.
Hey, this is Barnamuffin, and I have a question to the listeners out there. About 3 years ago, there was a movie by Robert Altman called Quartet or Quintet. I don't know which one. Maybe you can correct me on which one it is. And it played in theaters for about a week or two. I thought it was an absolutely wonderful movie, and absolutely no one else did. I remember seeing it twice, and in both cases, I was the only person left in the theater at the end of each showing. Wait, I correct myself. The second time around, there was one person asleep in the back of the theater. There's also a movie from the early 70s called Tales of the Crypt, which I liked a lot, and these things never show up in revival houses. I was wondering, do you know how to get films like that and maybe Heaven's Gate into revival houses? Does the customer have any say in what they show? And if so, how can one contact, say, Baronet Newart and Fox Venice into showing these things without actually having to go all the way down there? Do you know of any business office numbers? Things like that. These are things that cause me sleepless nights. This has been Buona Muffin.
Of course it has. Listen, Buona, I don't know about as far as forcing somebody to play a film just for one person, but I know that the Newart Theater over there on Santa Monica Boulevard will revive films like that. They have a little suggestion box, and what I recommend you to do is to get a whole bunch of your friends together and have all of these friends put a bunch of these slips in the slot, and, well, you get my drift.
This is Bob Canoga Park, and I want to leave a comment about movies in general.
Yeah.
Good movies and a bad movie, or good movie, bad movie. The bad movie is not out yet, and this is kind of like a warning before the movie comes out, so you don't waste your money on it.
It's
called Deadly Force,
which
is from Embassy Pictures. I saw a screening of this movie about 4 or 5 months ago. It is the worst movie I've seen this year.
Sounds pretty good.
In fact, it reminded me of a real bad Starsky and Hutch episode, but we all know all those are bad. This movie is the pinnacle of the Starsky and Hutch generic.
Oh, really?
And don't waste your money on it. It is, in fact, a bad movie. Don't see it. Now, the good movie, on the other hand, is I saw Class yesterday. One of the sneak previews. They were not hidden very well. And, well, I think it was probably the best movie I've seen all year. It was funny. Rob Lowe is great. Jackson Smith is very good.
It's a humor now.
It's a funny movie. I think it's funnier than Animal House, and I like that movie a lot. The movie deals with a lot of social problems that
I
think, even though they deal with heavy problems, they come out with it smelling like a rose, and it's a real funny movie. I highly recommend it. And that's my comment for the week.
Sorry,
thank you for letting me voice
time.
My opinion, Mr. Mac, and may a magnetic cloud fly into your bathroom.
Magnetic cloud.
Goodbye for now. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Well, I don't know about
clouds,
magnetic
sure,
clouds.
Like,
I mean, somebody had a magnetic cloud over my room. It doesn't matter,
now, you have one over your head, right?
Yeah, no, it's my halo, John.
Of course.
So you like Starsky and Hutch, don't you?
I love Starsky and Hutch. In fact, it's coming on right now. Let's go check it out.
Oh, yeah. Listen, gang, if the rest of the tape sounds sloppy, it's only because I'm going to let John make the tape.
Uh-oh.
Must have been some cloud. I think that cloud is over the Nobody Home Studios right now. I better run.
Well, maybe if we're lucky, it'll erase your tapes, too.
John, give me that mic. He didn't mean it. It was only a pun, right? A fun pun?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Pun phone, right. Anyway, listen, I just wanted to announce that Dave Nobody Home won our contest last week. That's right, last Friday. He was the 25th caller at 12 noon, and he won the Snow White picture disc and the 2-man theater tickets good for any man theater. Right, John?
Right. Yes, I was the 24th caller. But I didn't make it. Yes, my heart did drop
get on
through
with it,
my
John,
shoes,
will ya?
But, hey, better luck next
don't
time.
Don't
right?
be disappointed, John. You'll get your chance this Friday because we're going to have another contest. That's right. We got one more of those picture discs to give out. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. Ron Spartan over there in the corner.
Oh, I thought that was your heart dropping through your shoes. I don't know. Anyway, listen up. This Friday at 12 noon on our input line, 761-3330, we're opening up our lines and we're going to answer them. And hey, you, the 25th caller, will be the one to win the picture disc if you can give me the year Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was originally released. Do you know the year, John? Don't
yes,
you dare
I
answer. Don't you dare answer. We're going to let these people... Shut up back there. We're going to let you guess it. And it quiet. If you don't guess it, we'll let anybody after that will be eligible to win. First person after the 25th caller at 12 noon. This Friday the 22nd will be able to give me the answer. We'll win the disc. Now I think I'm getting tired, and now I think it's time to announce Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, a Disney classic originally released in, I don't think I'm going to tell you that, but it's playing at the Hollywood Manvolk Theater, number in the 213 area code 462-6621, also at the North Hollywood UA Movie 766-4317 for information, and in Simi Valley, John, you better give that one.
That's... Yes, that's at the Man 6, area code 805-583-0711.
Very good, and now on with some more fun.
Hello, everybody, this is Marty J. from Van Nuys. Hey, listen, you know, I was at a drive-in the other night, and I saw Superman 3. The only problem was I wasn't paying to watch Superman 3. I was watching something else, so the sound quality was really horrendous. I don't know why. Anyway, the visuals were real good. Anyway, I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Hi, this is Charissa from Sherman Oaks. And I went and saw Porky's 2 yesterday, and I just wanted to say that I thought it was a good movie. It was pretty good. I thought it was a little different from Porky's 1. I can't say which was better because I liked them both. And I thought it was just as funny. And if you saw Porky's 1, then it would be, you should go see Porky's 2 because you'll like it. This is Cherie from Sherman Oaks saying goodbye.
Goodbye, Cherie, and it's time to say goodbye to somebody else right now. John, would you know who that would happen to be?
Geez, I don't know. Rhonda Van Nuys?
Yeah! Ron, do we have to say goodbye to you?
Thank you. Goodbye.
He's got. Nice, what about you, Mr. Jim Extra Stupid System?
Jim Extra? No, not really.
What does that stand for?
Electronic Switching System.
Oh, not Extra Stupid System. I thought you were an extra... Hi, Jim. How are you? John, are you going now?
Yes, I have to go now.
Okay, the restroom is right down the hall, and I'll see you back here in a few minutes. I'm sure it'll take you a while. Hey. We wash our corners every day. What are you doing, Ron? You going punk now?
No.
He's just going.
Glasses.
Yeah. Glasses. Okay, well, we're all going. Everybody, huh?
Do you know what you watch in 3D?
No, what?
Deep Throat.
No. That's okay. We don't want to hear about that. Okay, John, before you go, why don't you give us your number one more time friends who don't listen to my complete tape. Can you do that for us, buddy?
Sure. Okay, that's the wrong number, 714-680-0894.
Sounds like a fun thing to call, right?
I hope so.
You're supposed to say wrong.
Oh, wrong.
Right. Okay, anyway, and goodbye, Mr. ESS.
Goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye. Ron, bye. Goodbye. See y'all later. Now on with more fun, and maybe I'll call some of my friends over next week.
What friends? What friends? What friends? What friends?
Here's a few of the reviews coming in on Private School.
Hallelujah!
The guys are totally dynamite, and the girls are beautiful bombshells, writes Anti-Nuke Weekly. Uh-huh. Bubba Beauregard, the main character in Private School, moves like a rhinoceros in heat, saith Zookeepers Quarterly. And the critic at the Computer Dating Weekly writes, I laugh so hard, I forgot who I came with.
Hallelujah!
See Private School! Rated R under 17, not admitted without parents.
Hello, this is Bill from Biphone, the computerized directory. Here are the top five films currently playing as of 9:30 a.m. on Friday. Gandhi got this week's highest marks. It's followed by Tootsie, Return of the Jedi, War Games, and Betrayal. Computer hackers can get their computers talking to Biphone for free. Call area code 213-474-2220 to find out how. This week's worst film is Stroker Ace, followed closely by 1990, The Bronx Warrior. Other tragedies are Space Hunter, Pink Flamingos, and Class of 1984. Listen for another Biphone report next week.
Hello there, movie world. This is Ted North Hollywood. 855-0909-0909, as you all know, is one of the many phone numbers of Al Bernay, and recently he's been forwarding to the Palmax movie line. Now, just recently, on July 9th and July 8th, 855 has been busy completely, as if somebody left it on the hook. However, whenever I call this line directly, using the 7761 number, I get through. So is there something wrong with 855? Or is he just in a bad mood and he doesn't want it to be used? I'd also like to wish Paul Mack a happy 25th week anniversary, or his movie line. Yes, that's right. He's been running for 25 weeks now. And, of course, how can you miss all those excellent reviews on these new movies coming out? I myself do not have a review on a movie because you guys covered them all. But maybe I'll get one, and, oh, by the way, here's a quick note for you. Al Bernay, who has been running all these boycotts lately on Carvel ice cream and other such things, is also boycotting the movie The Twilight Zone. You see, there's something tied in with the death of those three people in the helicopter that he isn't very pleased about, so he doesn't want anybody to see that movie in order to help him on the boycott. So, if you want to talk to him about that, you can reach him by calling 876-3111. That number again, 876-3111. Well, I don't want to waste too much of your tape, so once again, this is Ted North Hollywood wishing you a happy 25th anniversary. Goodbye.
Hi, Paul. I have a question about your sweepstakes, or not your sweepstakes, your contest. Do you want to know the world premiere date or the first time it was ever released? So, okay, that's my question, and you can answer it now. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, here's the deal. What I want to know for this Friday, I think I already mentioned it earlier on in the tape, but to clear up any misconceptions here, what we want to know to win the picture disc again this Friday, however, not the Man Theater tickets, we want to know just the year that Snow White was originally released. Just the year, not the date. Okay, not the day and the month, just the year. And you will win a picture disc. Call this Friday. We will open up our lines. We will open up the line, and the 25th caller at 12 noon, we will open up the line, and the 25th caller will be able to answer that for me. Okay, thank you, and yeah. It's time for Movie Line News, featuring all the latest movies opening up in theaters everywhere as of July 1983. The newest films out will be Brainstorm, starring Christopher Walken, Cliff Robertson, Louise Fletcher, and of course the late Natalie Wood. It's a suspense story about a research team that creates a revolutionary communications device. Sounds like Phone Freaks. And that's brought to you by MGM. Also, Mr. Mom, starring Michael Keaton and Terry Garr. It's a role reversal comedy in which the wife brings home the bacon and the husband burns it. 20th Century Fox release. And Class, starring Jacqueline Bisset, Cliff Robertson, and Bob Lowe. It's a comedy about awakening sexuality and the friendship of two prep school seniors. Orion Pictures release. And Kroll, a kidnapped princess, a powerful beast, and a brave warrior meet on a distant planet in this fantasy starring Ken Marshall and Lysette Anthony. Directed by Peter Yates, a Columbia Pictures release. Also, Private School, all about strange goings-on in a girls' prep school. A Universal Pictures release. Then, National Lampoon's Vacation. Dad, Chevy Chase, decides to take his family on the best vacation they've ever had. A cross-country tour of America, co-starring Beverly D'Angelo. Then, Zillig, says a shy studio publicist about Woody Allen's latest film. It's a daring, outrageous new film in a never-before-seen format. Mia Farrow co-stars a Warner Brothers Pictures release. And last but not least, for the month of July, Mike's Murder, director James Bridges' love story about a young woman's obsession to learn about her boyfriend's murder. Deborah Winger stars, and that's a Warner Brothers Pictures release. One quick note here, this is Walt Disney Productions' 60th year in family entertainment. That's right, 1923-1983, Walt Disney Productions. Congratulations. That's going to do it for Movie Line News.
Eating machine, the most feared predator of the deep. It has survived millions of years of evolution. Now, it has returned to shallow waters, but this time,
It is not alone. The all-new Jaws 3D.
This summer, the terror of Jaws will not stop at the edge of the screen.
Jaws 3D.
Oh, my God.
From Universal Pictures, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Okay, Jaws 3D. Well, wow, I'm telling you, we're all going to have to get out our specs and check that one out in 3D, and it's starting this Friday, gang, July 22nd. I want you to leave lots of comments on the input line this Friday and Saturday. Sorry about the ones that were erased last week. And checking through my files here, I see that Jaws 3D will be opening up in Hollywood at the Hollywood Pacific Theater. And in the 213 area code, the number for information is 464-4111. And for any of you into nostalgia, as I try to find the ad here, Laurel and Hardy, as you might know, or might have known, or didn't even know, were probably one of the greatest comedy teams that ever lived. And now through July 20th, that's this Tuesday or last Tuesday, depending on when you called my line, the Continental Theater at 5308 Melrose Avenue in Hollywood is having the return of Laurel and Hardy. Wow, sounds like a sequel. Now, this is the first theatrical release in over 50 years, and their new, brand new 35mm prints with a live organ to accompany the films, and that must mean they're silent films, but hey, those were good too. And so check it out. So give it a call. The information there is 461-4112. And now I got a little promo here I want to run you. This is from a brand new film that's coming out from Universal Pictures, an MCA company. And this one's probably going to scar you pretty good. It's called Nightmares.
To dream.
Nightmares.
What is the fine line between dreams and nightmares? Between nightmares and reality.
Greetings, Earthling.
It's only a dream.
I am the Bishop of Battle.
Awesome!
Nightmare. Doesn't he see it coming?
I have 13 progressively harder levels.
Don't scan it! 13th level doesn't even exist!
Nightmares.
Try me if you dare.
Get rid of it, whatever it is!
Nightmares.
Nightmares. They don't always come at night.
Let's begin.
Don't wake up.
Too late. You can't kill it.
Nightmares. Some of them wake up with you. Nightmares. The motion picture. From Universal, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Wow, Nightmares. We're sure going to have to look out for that one. And I do mean look out for that. We'll let you know when it comes up. Hey, that's about going to do it this week for Paul Mac Presents. I just want to thank my very special guest stars, Mr. John from The Wrong Number and Jim Extra Stupid System, and Mr. Ron from Van Nuys. And don't forget, this Friday at 12 noon, we're going to open up our input line and the 25th caller, and if you can also correctly give us the original year Snow White was released, we'll win a Snow White picture disc. So don't forget that our tapes run Sunday through Thursdays, and on Fridays and Saturdays, you can leave your comments and opinions about movies. Thank you for calling, tell your friends, and hey, go see a movie. Bye-bye.
That's